and his sister Karen Brothers, and she's from the United Church of Canada. If we can ask Sister Karen Brothers to come up.
I'm very pleased to be here to say a few words. And the words are, we need you. Your gifts, we need you. More people than ever are speaking out on the need for a just peace for Palestinians. United Nations General Ban Ki-moon recently said, Palestinians have a legitimate right to an independent and viable state. The occupation must end. And he called on Israel to stop its violence. UN Special Rapporteur Richard Falk has said that Palestinians are facing the worst situation facing a people in the world, which should attract the efforts of people of conscience throughout the world. One might not understand why from our silent media. Where is the news about the five-year-long starvation siege of Gaza's 1.6 million people? A siege that is causing irreversible and even life-threatening damage to Gaza's innocent children. Where is the news about the ongoing ethnic cleansing of thousands of Palestinians in the Negev, Jerusalem, and by the land confiscation wall? Or the ongoing deadly attacks on defenseless Palestinians, which killed 11 on Thursday and Friday? Where is the outrage? Why are Palestinian injuries and deaths not newsworthy? We need you to complain to the news media about the racism and bias. Ask news outlets why they're censoring the stories. There are ominous developments here in Canada that may threaten those who worked for a just Mideast peace, including Harper's new omnibus crime bill. The Canadian right to free speech, the cornerstone of our democracy, may be sacrificed to censor information on this issue. This is truly ironic, since Canadian soldiers have supposedly been fighting to bring democracy abroad. We need you to tell your members of parliament to stand up for free speech. There are two parts to my message. The first is that we need everyone to get involved. And I'd like to give an example. We were told at the Gaza boat meeting a few days ago that even if the number of people in that room had taken a more active role in their riding association, a resolution that supported the Gaza flotilla would have passed. There was tremendous support for it, but just not enough to withstand last-minute subversion. The message is that our presence is significant. We must take our roles in the political process to take responsibility for what happens in our names. The second part of my message is the good news about Palestinian solidarity, especially in Toronto. For those who want to take steps to make a difference in your communities, you will find that you have many people who can help you. We are blessed here in Toronto with the most wonderful dedicated peace activists who represent many faiths and cultures. It's easy to get involved. For starters, there's a Friday afternoon vigil at the Israeli consulate right across from the Royal Ontario Museum at Bloor Street. This vigil, which has been going on for over 10 years, is every Friday from 5 to 6 and includes concerned and friendly people from many backgrounds. This is a good place to become familiar with various groups and activists. I'm connected to two groups. Holy Land Awareness in Action, a task group that's part of Southwest Presbyterian Toronto Conference of the United Church, offers speakers and educational programs. Toronto Conference was the first faith-based organization in the world to support boycott and divestment of Israel in 2003. We're now relaunching a new boycott and divestment campaign. Our website is at www.occupiedwithpeace.org. Please see our website and support this. A new organization is being launched, which we hope will eventually be nationwide, the Interfaith and Intercultural Alliance for Palestinian Human Rights. This, we hope, will unite those from many faith and cultural communities which have not been connected to the existing solidarity groups. This new organization is holding a public meeting Saturday, September 24th, at Beit Zetun across from Honest Ed's on Markham Street, which will feature leading South African theologian an anti-apartheid activist, Farid Isaak. He brings real credibility to the comparison of the apartheid practiced by South Africa with Israeli apartheid. He is also one of the most exciting speakers I've ever heard. Watch for this in Now magazine. Please join us. You all have gifts. We need yours. Yay!